So I guess what happens is you start to, like, even, you know, slightly praise Benjamin Button and you get cut off. It was pretty funny that the answering machine told me goodbye before it hung up on me. So that was pretty funny. Anyways, like I was saying, I appreciate like 10% of Benjamin Button, and that's really just more the story, you know, like I don't fault David Fincher, you know, much at all. I think it's beautiful, you know. I think of the one scene at the gazebo at nighttime or whatever, and it's foggy out. It's some beautiful shots in that film. You know, kind of like what I was saying about Unforgiven, like I find more fault in like the script in it than anything else. And, you know, it seems to be the biggest like complaint. It's just because it's so goddamn long. That movie's annoyingly long, like completely, I don't know. It just pisses me off thinking about it. Like, and I know that's kind of what Cheddar was saying. And again, that's the main complaint. But I don't know, like, the 10% that I like, I think it's a really interesting and sweet, you know, romance between Cate Blanchett and Brad Pitt. I think it's kind of heartbreaking, you know, at times, you know, there's the scene where he says, you know, it's a shame that, you know, he's thinking about it, it's a shame that nothing lasts, you know, which is a great, you know, point. And then just the ending, you know, when she's taking care of him, she's an old woman and, you know, he's a baby and, you know, there's this scene where she's just walking him down the street and he's just a little toddler. And I don't know, like, so that shot, that image, like, stuck with me and, you know, it's pretty, like, heartbreaking, at the end there. Yeah, fuck that hummingbird. Cheddar's right on there. The stupid CGI hummingbird. I don't even really remember. Like, I feel like I walked into that movie late, and so I missed the whole, like, you know, sort of, like, bookend, like, arc or whatever, the story of Cate Blanchett and, like, the clock and, you know, just, like, it flooding, you know, with the hurricanes and stuff. So a lot of that, like, it was easier for me to dismiss, I guess, because, like, I feel like I missed the beginning of that anyway. And, you know, yeah, like, a lot of that stuff, I just didn't really register with me from the, you know, what I did sort of pick up on. I really hated Cate Blanchett's like old woman voice. It's just like really like kind of overdone, like sort of overacted, and which is rare for her.